The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Loudoun from a Fan's View. There's one thing about Loudoun that won't change this weekend, no matter what else happens. There are those that need to have a very good finish if they want to stay in contention for being or getting into the chase, and there are a few that could help their chances even more if they could win on Sunday afternoon. The reason winning would help them is because they are already close to being in by points, but don't have a win, and there are others that have a win even though they are lower in the point standings. According to the way the chase format is set up, the two wild card slots are only available to those in the top 20 that have the wins and the points. As it stands right now, Tony Stewart is 11th according to points, but David Ragan would be in by virtue of his one win. If that doesn't add interest to the next eight races, I don't know what does. Just for grins, let's take a look at some of those in 11th to 22nd in points. Now, we've already talked about Tony Stewart's situation, and right after him comes Clint Bowyer. Even though Bowyer is only 13 points behind Stewart, he would still be behind Ragan if the chase started today because he doesn't have a win. In fact, Ragan would jump over all four of those ahead of him in points, which includes Juan Montoya and Greg Biffle, too. Brad Keselowski is in 21st place, but he also has one win. If he could break into the top 20, he would also jump over all of those ahead of him and would be in the chase with Ragan, and the two of them would be in 11th and 12th place, leaving all of the others out in the cold. Of course, you know, that is if the chase started today, which it won't. But after all, it is only about eight races away. Well, that's enough conjecture for now, but it does give us several things to think about and watch over the next several weeks. From this fan's view, this should not only be an interesting race, but a pivotal one as well. With Ryan Newman and Tony Stewart both starting on the front row, that tells me they know what they both need to do, and I am sure they hope to take those positions right on down to the end of the race. Tony needs the win and the good finish, and Ryan is in the top 10 but needs a win and a good points day to feel more secure about his position. This is an opportunity for both of them to make a statement as we get closer to the 26th race, when they will either be in or out of the chase. Since Loudoun is a flat track, it'll be pretty obvious who has the best chance to take the trip to victory lane. It is this fan's opinion the one that can get into the turn and rotate through the center of it and still hook up all of their horses to make the drag race down the straights on a consistent basis will be running at or near the front. The one that does it consistently better than the rest, especially at the end of the race, will be the one being interviewed as the winner. Now that presents us with figuring out who that possible winner will be. Because of the type track NHMS is, it isn't necessarily an easy task to pick a winner. Because of the closeness of the competition in Cup racing these days, it makes it even more difficult, at least from my view. You see, I think several things are going to figure into who wins, and from my view, it could be any one of several teams. Momentum is going to be one big factor, and several drivers and teams are coming in with renewed confidence. A couple of those are David Reutemann and Joey Logano. Martin Truex Jr. would also have to get a nod from me simply because Michael Waltrip Racing has shown some very positive improvement recently. He and Reutemann are both good short trackers, and I expect they will be at least visible in the top 10 or 15. As for Logano, he seems to be trying to get a win and make it into the mix for the chase. When it comes right down to it, it is another one of those weeks that track position is going to play a big role. Like it does in every week? And there will be no room for errors on the pit stops. Like other tracks of this type, the best place to pass at MHMS is in the pits. And unfortunately, it is the easiest place to be passed, too. From observing the practice and qualifying sessions, it is hard to completely rule out the Dodges or the Toyotas. I expect to hear both of the Busch brothers' names mentioned, but I'm not so sure it will be for them winning. I guess I can't completely rule out Denny Hamlin either, but he has had a run of bad luck this year. In truth, this fan hasn't seen that much to impress him about the Forge for this weekend either. Oh sure, I know they can totally surprise me, but I really think it is going to be a Chevy weekend. And I really do think it is going to be a Hendrick or Hendrick-associated Chevy at that. As for which one? Well, I just haven't decided yet. But when you do see one of them in Victory Lane when it's over, just remember I told you so. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.